Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Spots. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2014 inventory. Final day. Redwood Acres Fairgrounds Eureka. Over 100 spas on display and everything must go. All inventory 40 to 80% off. Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery. We'll even haul away your old spa. Worry-free installation. Spas starting at $29.95. Save thousands on a revolutionary swim spa. See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%. Exercise with low impact. Swim the entire year and stay in shape. Teach your kids to swim. Unwind and save thousands. Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool. You can do it all. Swim, exercise, and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa. Installation in one day only. Millions of dollars of factory direct 2014 inventory. Final day. Redwood Acres Fairgrounds Eureka. All inventory must be sold. 12 months interest-free financing. Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold. Redwood Acres Fairgrounds Eureka. Final day. Today, 10 to 6. Free parking. Free admission. Call 1-888-SPA-SALE. Or go to SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com. SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Several years ago, our railroad washed, or should I say slid out, somewhat isolating us from a major source of transportation for heavy-duty goods in and out of the area. My friend Vern Sanderson, who just passed away, was one of the workers on that railroad. The line was built on what is known as diarrhea country, because, like Highway 101, it's always moving. I guess it's too badly damaged to repair, so now they, whoever they are looking at a line to the Sacramento Valley. What are they going to haul in and out of here? I'm neither for nor against it, but I question the practicality of the project. As I thought about building railroad lines, I thought back to the 1800s and how complicated a set of rail lines could be to lay tracks over hills, around curves, and across bridges and other obstacles. From the surveying to the laying of tracks, I thought of how the irons themselves had to be designed and bent, so to speak, for curves, and how did they keep track, of which ones went where. No computers or fancy electronic equipment to rely on, just laborers, mostly Chinese according to what I've read, and straw bosses. When I realize how smart the people were in the old days, whether it be designing and building bridges, skyscrapers, dams, or back to the Romans and Greeks, when they put together the Colosseums and those elaborate structures, I wonder if we could do that now without the electronic help. I don't know how many of you watch Keat TV regularly, but there is a lot of interesting programming on the station. Wildlife, music, programs like Doc Martin, which once you get into it is funny, Downton Abbey, and home improvement shows. Lots of good stuff to watch on Keat TV. Keat TV needed our help, as I think the government has cut or discontinued its funding. According to the ads, a subscription of as little as $5 a month can help a lot if they get enough of them. Watch for the ads and join the group helping to keep TV on the air. Go to keattv.org for more information. I watched most of the roadie parade on Saturday. Lots of nice local entries, but too many large gaps. I understand some stop at the Veterans Hall and perform. Can't they do that toward the end and get rid of the gaps? In reading about the fatal motorcycle accident last Easter, I commend the officer's decision not to chase the guy. In this particular incident, it ended on its own, but wild card chases endanger too many people. The Eureka Chamber Music Series presents its last show of the season with pianist Daria Robotkina, a delightful musician, at Calvary Lutheran Church across from Alice Burney School, Friday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m., with a Meet the Artist reception to follow. Be there and enjoy the music and the fellowship. One last thing about new railroads. Maybe they can get those old engines and cars out of here so the local hobos won't have a place to mess up. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.